The first thing I want to say about this picture is do not shoot photos on the train tracks. It is dangerous, it is deadly, and your life is not worth getting a photo. Trains can come quick and they can come fast, and you never know what will happen, and you never know what will get stuck if you are trying to get out of the way of the train. Basically, don't do it. So why did I shoot this particular photo? Well, as you can see, there are no train tracks, and they had removed the crossing where the train crossed the road, so there was no danger of getting hit by a train. Anyway, I took this photo as I was biking to work, as I often do, and there's this particular train track that crosses the road. And the day I shot this photo, I noticed that the crossing had been torn up and was going to be replaced, which is why it was safe to take a photo. So I got out my camera, and keep in mind, this is early morning, so there's not a lot of light. I biked past this whole scene here. And as I usually do, I thought, oh, that might be cool. And then I kept on biking like half a block. And I thought, wait a second, I don't get this chance very often. So I'm going to go back and take a picture. And I was only here for maybe 30 seconds or so. I snapped a few photos. And here's what you get. I shot this about 7:15 in the morning, so there's not a lot of light. I had to shoot at a super wide aperture. I used f2, 1/90th of a second at ISO 400. I didn't go a lot higher than 400 ISO, because on my old D200, much past 400, and it gets pretty bad, pretty grainy. If I knew I was going to do this in black and white, I maybe would have gone up a little higher, but that's okay. I like this photo. The only thing I'm not happy with is I don't like the depth of field. F2 resulted in a little bit of blurring of the foreground and background. And I kind of wish the whole photo was sharp, which would have happened if I used a smaller aperture, would have had a wider depth of field. But as it is, I think it's fine, and I actually kind of like this. But it's in black and white, which is an interesting choice because I rarely put photos up that are in black and white. When I loaded up the image into Lightroom, I liked it, and it was kind of good, but something was a little off, and I figured out that it was the color. With everything in color, so with like the green trees and the browns and the grays and everything else, the focal point was kind of unclear. There were just too many things going on, and you look at the photo and you couldn't really tell immediately what to focus on or what the deal was. So I figured I would try black and white, and I tried some different black and white filters, and boom, that was it. The focal point here is immediately clear. It's the tracks, and then you kind of branch out and see the rest. And I rather like this composition because it's not something that I would normally shoot. The lesson here, if there's anything to take away from this picture, is first of all, do not shoot pictures on train tracks unless you have a situation like this where there is no train and there's no chance of a train coming. Also, if you have Lightroom or any other program, try using black and white filters and see what happens. You might end up liking the results, as I did here. Also, if you're not sure about black and white filters, what that means, I've linked to an article on Digital Photography School that I wrote that sort of explains what the deal is with black and white filters. So that might help you a little bit.